Hi guys, welcome back to Just Figuring It Out podcast. It's your host, Kabuchi Nadel. Welcome back to yet another episode. How have you guys been? Actually, I've had a good week. Nothing much to say about the week. I think I'd mentioned in the previous episode, ndio mwaka tu inaanza, so planning myself, kujiarrange. And I didn't mention this, well, the first episode we had this month. This year. One of the things I want to do this year, actually when I had that for last year, at least to go to visit a place every month on a monthly basis, so help me God, for January leisure. We'll compensate for that. Other than that, I'm doing good. Just before I get into the episode, today morning I was listening to a podcast, Financially Incorrect. I have plugged you guys to that podcast. I think I'll link this particular episode to a description box. So I was listening to Financially Incorrect, and the guest kwa that particular episode ilikuwa Chris Njoki. Chris Njoki, is it Chris? Yeah, it's Chris Njoki, the owner of Icon. Okay, Icon is a made in Kenya fashion brand. Yeah, and I do like the the pieces that they have, though. No, I'm about to say something nasty, but no. But I do like the pieces that she produces. So I was listening to that particular episode. And what I really loved about that episode is the fact that this Shore, when she was starting Icon then, alienda China, outsource raw materials, production and everything was to take place in China. So after a month or so, her goods are being shipped, and let me tell you, alifanyo ile kitu. And to make matters worse, she had invested her whole life savings, that was 1.5 million. Yeah. And it had all gone down quite the drain, right? Yeah, and I really enjoyed that podcast, because alikuwa anasema after all that money going to the drain, of course she was sad, she cried, she didn't eat. Then her mom just came in her room and told her, you have to pick yourself up from this loss or this disaster that has just happened. And I can put her a certain timeline, and you know, she picked herself up, akaanza Icon kwa ground. Like, I don't know, was it kwa ground? Alianza from scratch, right? Yeah, I really love the episode. You know, when you see a certain product has come to life, you're just like, oh my God, I wish I was you. But then you get to hear the backstory. She talks about Bile for quite a long period of time. She was earning like 20K from the brand. And she talked about how expanding her brand, now going to stores, was for her. It's just a lovely, lovely experience. Again and again, napenanga kusikia Financially Incorrect. Yeah. I think it's just, I love the way the podcast has a different angle, in a different way. You could go through the money conversations. And I hope I get to that level kwa segment yangu ya money conversation, where I'll be having like a different angle in the way I look at that particular thing. Yeah. So, welcome guys. This is episode 103. Kama kawaida, it's the second week of the month, so we'll be having our self-help segment. Yeah. And I thought, what better topic or what better thing to talk about? So in today's episode, we'll be looking at how to achieve one's full potential. In other words, peer full potential is known as self-actualization. Yeah. So first things first, kama kawaida, I'll define full potential as per Google's definition, then I'll have my own definition of full potential. So full potential represents the need for growth that people constantly strive as they reach towards fulfilling their highest level of needs. So for me, basically, how I define full potential is the is how hard or how willing are you able to stretch your muscles, you know, to unleash a better version of yourself. I think that's the best description. When I look at full potential, I look at a rubber band. You know the way you stretch a rubber band? Yeah. So I think of it as stretching a rubber band. And you know, the more you stretch a rubber band, the higher possibilities it has to break. Is break a good English? Rubber band kukatika. Yeah, the rubber band is to break. So rubber band iki break, that is the full potential of the amount or of the strength that you can stretch that particular rubber band, right? I hope that illustration makes sense. Yeah. So as I was doing my research, kwangalia is a full potential because we're talking about fulfilling the highest level of needs. There's something that just came about, nikifanya my research, the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If you are a business student, of course, usha soma historia, Maslow hierarchy of needs. We have self-actualization, esteem, love and belonging, safety and needs, and psychological needs for that particular hierarchy. I will place a photo so that if you're not a business student, you can understand what I mean by the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And I was just looking at it, I was like, damn. Kitu moja yenye nimefundishwa shule that actually makes sense, that actually has a role to play in your life, you get? So I was just like, hey, that's so exciting. Yay, Maslow's. So basically, kwa hii hierarchy of needs, it just states how the level and like, yeah, the level of the needs that we have. Kama for what you're looking at today in self-actualization. And for self-actualization, actually, these are just things and you... It's all about improving ourselves, growth, nini, and all that. And we have these all other things. I think later on I'll have a look at them because today we're just concentrated on self-actualization, how to achieve your full potential. Yes. So I think first things first, if you want to stretch extremely, paka ukatike. I really think that's a good example. If you really want to stretch, you know, up to that point, I think you need to change your mindset. You know, you need to have a positive mindset. With anything that you want to do, you always have to be like, I can do this. I love talking kipatiana examples. A good example is, let's say I am a runner, right? So a good change, I'm a good shift of my mindset as a runner can be to tuseme nimezoea kukimbia, let's say 5 kilometers, right? And I want to unleash my full potential. I want to reach my full potential. I can say I can run. Nezaongeza paka 7 kilometers leo, right? That can be like a change of mindset, rather than saying, I 7 kilometers, 7 kilometers ni mob, nitaweza kweli. You know, that's a good example of change of mindset. And just regards to that change of mindset, there's one thing I tried last year towards the end, yani the last quarter. There's this particular creator, content creator, I used to love his content. Like, sikuwaingesha kama sijisikia content yake. And, umse, alikuwa anaongea trash. Sijui kama sahii bado anaendelea kuongea trash. But as a good follower, an adamant follower of him, so I was like, ah. So I just stopped listening to this guy. And 3 months later, hata nimesahau jina yake. I don't listen to him that much. I try as much as possible to consume positive content. Content nzuri nzuri, not negative ones. And I can say I have felt there's a great shift, kabisa, with how you think, with how you see the possibility of things around you. So yeah, you should definitely, I think the first thing to reach your full potential is to change your mindset, have a positive mindset, have the growth like mindset, right? Yeah. Another thing, the second thing on how to reach your full potential is to focus on the bigger picture. Okay, I think I can give this with a real life scenario. Yeah. I mentioned earlier this year, there's this thing that I'm doing. I have this thing where every morning I get to listen to content ya podcasting. Like, some content ya podcasting, I don't necessarily mean other podcasters, podcasts. Yes, I do listen to other podcasts, of course. But nikisema podcasting content, like content that teach and educate me in other stuff, yeah, podcasting. So I've started doing that this year. And I can tell you guys, it has been a week or so of me consuming daily content, yeah, podcast. And I can say there's been a great change and great shift. Like, there's this particular episode, Niliskia, the second day where I started this, was about the placement of the mic, the distance of your mouth to the mic. And I tried that in the last episode. I'm also trying it with this episode. And I can tell you guys, it's amazing. Like, any of you just want to record more and more. Because when I'm very comfortable, even my sitting posture is so, so nice. And I mean, hey! So I'm losing focus, guys. Focus on the bigger picture. I can say with the podcast, of course I do have my struggles here and there, but whatever I'm struggling with, it doesn't deter me from what I want to do, like my bigger picture. I can remember last year, I had a goal. The bigger picture was to get to episode 100 by the end of the year. There are a lot of things that will make me not to show up on a weekly basis qua podcast. But again, I had the bigger picture, guys. There are times that you can have content, but to kutoka kukuja kurecord was just a hassle. And there are times I didn't even have anything to talk about, but I still had to show up because of the bigger picture that I had. So I think I can strive this along, having a goal and focusing on the bigger picture helps you to reach your full potential. Don't forget to follow the podcast in the podcasting platform where you get to listen to the podcast, the likes of Spotify and Apple Podcast. Don't forget to follow, rate us, like us, recommend to a family or a friend. that helps the podcast to reach out to a new audience and to be discovered by new listeners. So if you like listening to the podcast, share some love to the podcast. You can also put a face to the voice that you get to listen to in the podcast by following us at Just Figuring It Out Podcast. The link will be on the description box. Come, let's figure out life together. Number 3 point is maximizing on your time. Again, I don't think I can stress enough vile how maximizing on your time is really important when you want to stretch and you want to unleash your full potential. I've been good with time management. One of these fine days, I think I'll talk about time management and how to maneuver around with all these things and still be good in them, right? So maximizing your time is very important. Why? Because with time lost can never be recovered. That is one thing. Like, time is like yo, maji ya kimwagika hayazoleki, right? So the fact that you can lose on time, okay, it's always frustrating. Can you imagine? There's this analogy just Ivy anapenda kutumia kwa Money Monday yake. She says, you can imagine when you start saving for your retirement at 20. By the time you're 60, that is 40 years of investing, utakuwa at a very different space from the one who started his retirement plan at 50. So that is how conscious time can be. And what I came to realize, again, God is supreme, and God always just has his way. I was imagine siku moja where, you know, right now everyone has 24 hours, right? Imagine at a time, or if the world was this space where kila mtu ako na time yake. Like, for example, you can say, here we have Nadel. Nadel has 30 hours a day. I'm looking for a name I can use. Here we have robotics. Robotics has 24 hours a day. But something very unfortunate with time, ni kila mtu ako na the same time. So with the little time you have, you can try maximizing your time. And you really reach your full potential. Utilize your time well, and you still have time for having fun. That is one good thing, you can maximize your time. Point number 4, ni developing goals. I think I link this to focusing on the bigger picture. One thing that I really think it won't make sense is the fact that useme, I want to stretch to, let's use the same analogy of a rubber band. To say, I want to stretch this rubber band paka ikatike, right? But what is my goal? Why do I want to stretch this rubber band hadi ikatike? One important thing of having a goal, ya kustretch rubber band paka ikatike, that goal is the thing that is going to keep me moving, keep me going every other day until I maximize my full potential. I think that's understandable. Imeleweka. Goals enable you to clearly have a vision and envision what you want to go, where you want to go. It's like a sense of direction. You can imagine, you say, for example, I want to be a better runner, right? So nikisema I want to be a better runner, akuna kitu inani stimulate, akuna kitu inani encourage every other day when I don't want to wake up from the bed, kukua this better runner. You see? But when I say, I want to be a better runner, or I want to be the best runner, so that, for example, let's say maybe you want to create something for the community, like a library or a club or anything like that. What you to say, my library? I want to be a better runner, or I want to be the best runner so that I can come back home and have a library for the kids, right? So you can imagine any other time unalala or any other time you don't feel like running, you only library ya watoto kutengeneza, right? I think attaching a goal to reaching your full potential is very important and very essential. Point number five, practicing discipline. Discipline is very important and very critical. I think we had an episode of self-discipline. I'll also link that below quite the description box. You should definitely go to listen to it. Come on, just yeah. You can also re-listen to it because it's very important. So when I talk about practicing discipline, first things first, I remember at a Koyo episode, I described discipline as the ability to do something even when you don't want to do it, right? So when you are a disciplined person, when you already have that discipline, to stretch this bladder paka ikatike will be very easy because you're focused on the goal, focused on what you want, and you'll do anything to get there, right? Yeah. So I have two things remaining, two points remaining on how to reach your full potential. Number six, we have having mentors. There's usually this saying in Inasemanga, there's nothing new in the sun, so do not struggle. One thing with me, if I can get it with the easy route, why not? There's no need to hustle going through izovituzote, and yet you can easily get that thing by a snap of your fingers. Just snap your fingers and get it, because there's always a purpose. I feel and I know that God always has a purpose for everyone, right? I use the Bible as a good example. The people that God used in the Bible, they had to be used, they had to go through what they went through. So it can act as proof to us who are in this particular situation. A good example, Kama Moses. God used Moses, and this person was a stammerer. So you can imagine, how can God use mtu hawezi ongea vizuri to lead his people? But God used him, and it worked perfectly, right? So there's nothing new under the sun. If you can find a person who is in that particular field, go for it. I think I once mentioned this. One of the things that I think I just picked up araka-araka is always having mentors or people who have gone through that path to just walk me through even before I get to it. I remember even with my writing, with a podcast, with a business, with actually everything that I do, I usually have a person who has already gone through that, who has already passed by your whole phrase, gone through all that. I may peter through all the dirty dirty, all the whatever, so that as I'm starting, or even as I'm in that particular industry, najua the things to look out for, because umsali endure for me to have a smooth to have a smooth landing. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. Msijekeange kazi ya ku always go hard on things while you can make things easier for yourself, guys. The last thing is taking some time off. I cannot over emphasize how taking some time off and resting is always important, because you can imagine umefanya kazi from January to January, you don't even have a break, you don't even have rest. You get tired. You're a human being. You're not a metal. So take some time off. Rest. Na jibambe. Another thing I love to emphasize, go for a vacation. On an annual basis, I mean. Usikufe kama ujaenda vacation. Tumia pesa ikuzoe. So that was that for this episode. There will be of course, I hope I'm not following the Instagram page, because I'll drop a photo of the Maslow's hierarchy, so you guys who didn't do business can just have a rough idea of how that looks like. And of course, kama kawaida, kutakuwa na a template of how to reach your full potential up called the Instagram page. So don't forget to check it out. Bye guys, see you in the next episode.